Today's passage begins with this question. Who is wise and understanding among you? Seems like everyone these days has something wise to say. Everyone's an expert. Everyone on the internet and social media has something wise to say. But who is truly wise among us? The scripture says this: show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. We all want to live a good life. A good life is rooted in wisdom. We need wisdom to live a good life. But the passage today talks about two very different kinds of wisdom. And depending on which wisdom you live with, your life path will be very different. There's wisdom that comes from above and wisdom that is from below. Wisdom that comes from God and wisdom of this world. So the writer is talking about something very important. Which wisdom you live with will take your life in a very different direction. The passage says this about the wisdom of this world: but if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be arrogant and lie about the truth. This is not wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. Do not be arrogant and lie about the truth. The wisdom of this world, it uses smarts to make yourself look good. It tries to display your own importance to others. But it does so in a way that masks the truth. It masks what really lies underneath, which is what the writer calls bitter envy and selfish ambition. So you dig a little deeper. In envy and selfish ambition, what's below even that? These are really manifestations of fear. Fear deep at your core that you are not good enough. Fear that you are not enough, that you do not have enough. And so when this fear is operating at your core, that insecurity, it gets triggered very easily, right? If something good happens to someone else, we should be happy for them, right? That's great. But when you're filled with envy, you start to feel more insecure at the good thing that's happening to them. I ever thought about this. When you boil it down, the goal for the wisdom of this world is really to keep up with those around you or surpass them. That's the goal. So the wisdom of this world uses your intelligence, your smarts, your brain, not necessarily to pursue what it is you are supposed to do, but to get you at a place where you're keeping up or ahead. Now, the writer is very clear. When you're driven by these things, the result is quite clear. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. So many of the world's problems stem from this envy and selfish ambition. And we see this right from the beginning, even in the Bible, right? Adam and Eve were the first people God created, and they had children, Cain and Abel. And one day they both presented an offering to God. Cain, some crops, and Abel, some of his sheep. God approved of Abel's offering, but not Cain's. Cain, he grew envious, filled with rage. And he committed the world's first murder. The word disorder that is used, the Greek word, that can also be translated into unstable, restless, and unsettled. When your heart is insecure, the heart is unstable. It's not at peace. And so this disorder in your heart bleeds into your life. It bleeds into your relationships. It bleeds into your families and communities. This is what the writer says. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? In each of us, there are cravings at war. There is a side of us that I should be mature. If someone's doing well, I should be happy for them. But on the other hand, there's the deep fear that is stoked. Oh no, you know, I need to also be there. What, you know, why do they have that and I don't? There are these cravings and wars, and that bleeds and turns into conflicts and disputes. Think about it. Think about, if you know, little conflicts you get into with your friends. What's the source of it? Very often, it's more about what's triggered in you. This world we live in, it leaves us very unsettled. It always leaves you feeling like there's more that you need to do, more you need to be, more you need to have. It won't leave you alone. We use the world's wisdom to try to feel more peace. But even if you succeed in maybe achieving a goal that you think will help, the heart is not necessarily at peace. The heart remains anxious, unsettled. The world constantly fuels your insecurity by saying you are not enough. After I graduated from university, I know, hi, Ari. This is a friend from university days, but it's a long time ago. But after I graduated, my first full-time job was working in marketing at a global consumer packaged goods company. And these guys, they know the consumer better than they know themselves. They know how to tap into the deep beliefs and, dare I say, even insecurities of consumers to make you feel that you are not complete unless you have this product. Because it's going to meet, it identifies a need that you're not even aware of. And ads will reinforce that message until you buy the product, right? That was 20 years ago, before social media. I think it's even worse now. The whole business model, smartphones and social media, it's to fuel, so be aware of this, young people, it's, their business model is to fuel your insecurity and feed off of it, right? That's how they keep your eyeballs on it. This world, it will not leave you alone. It will continue to unsettle your heart. The wisdom of this world does not bring peace to the insecurity in your heart. That is very different from the wisdom from above that the scripture is talking about today. The passage says this, but the wisdom from above is first pure. Pure. In what way is it pure? The wisdom from above is pure of that envy and selfish ambition. It is pure and cleansed of insecurity and feelings of nothingness. It is pure of desire and craving for things that stem from your fear and insecurity. It is pure of that stuff. And when your heart is pure from these fears and insecurities that will start driving your heart, then you experience peace. This is what he says. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. When you have the wisdom from above, you're no longer driven by all these other things. No, your heart is at peace. And with peace, you can think and see clearly. You can know what it is that you need to do, what you want to do. You can be more generous with people. And you can be led by the right motivations. The writer talks about selfish ambition. I want to differentiate between ambition and selfish ambition. Ambition itself, I think, is good. Ambition is desire to succeed. It's an energy, right? And it's a fuel that propels you. And we need this kind of ambition in life. The question is, what kind of ambition, right, do we live with? In the business world, there's a famous book. It's an old book now, titled Good to Great. I think there's an image of it too. Right? Some of you probably know it. This book talks about companies that were pretty good, that were good, but then became great, right? In a lasting way, right? It's good to great. And I think one of the main findings of this author, so he did all this research. What makes these great companies, what made them great in the first place, and what makes them stay great? The main finding is that its leaders of these great companies, they have great ambition. But that ambition is directed toward the success of their company. And by directing all that energy towards the success of the company and the people in it, then they themselves achieve great personal success too. But that personal success is a result of their service to the success of the company and all its people, right? For a company to thrive, all the people have to be thriving as well. So it is an ambition to enhance all those around you. We know a lot of these companies today, but we don't necessarily know the leaders behind them. And that's what makes those companies great. I think that's the key to success for all of us too, all of you. I want all of you to be ambitious, but be ambitious for something beyond yourself. I want all of you to strive for excellence in all that you do, but do that so that you can contribute your absolute best to the people that you serve. And I want all of you to be very successful, but I want that success to be the result of your ambition in making others around you successful too. Be ambitious for the company you work for, the community you serve, and the people you love. You will find that success when your heart is set free from fear. That causes you to make decisions out of envy or selfish ambition. Wisdom from above brings peace. It brings peace to your heart and peace to the communities around you. And the writer says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." My friends, do you all want to make a difference in this world? I know you do. Well, then the way is to seek out the wisdom from above. It's to bring peace to those around you. So really, making a difference in this world, it's a spiritual journey. You have to become a spiritual person. And then you will bear good fruit in your life. See, the wisdom of the world is acquired by your own effort, right? It becomes your possession. It becomes your property that you use to elevate yourself. That's what the wisdom of this world is. But the wisdom from above, it cannot be acquired simply by your effort. It is not your possession. The wisdom from above is a gift given to you by God. It's a gift. The passage today tells us these things. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Yeah, submit yourself to God. Submit all your insecurities, your longings, and the fears that you have in your heart to God. You have to be honest to God about them. God already knows as it is, but we cannot put a mask over what's really in our hearts. You have to submit all of this to God. Let go as well of the false things that your heart is pursuing out of envy or selfish ambition. You have to submit all that. Let it go. And we have to let God purify our heart from that. That's the daily spiritual journey we have to be on every day. And then I love that line. We have to draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. That's good news. God is a merciful and loving God. When we come to God, God will draw near to us. God will purify us. God will strengthen us. God will shape us. God will mold us. Seek the wisdom that comes from God. Ask for it. Pray for it every day. King David, I mean, he was a very colorful man, many things, but I mean, he is known as the man after God's own heart. He wrote this psalm. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. I pray that we can be this kind of people. We come with pure hearts to seek the blessing, that is the wisdom from God, so that we can have peace in our hearts, bring peace to those around us. Two wisdoms, two paths. My friends, seek the wisdom that brings peace. You will live a good life that bears good fruit.